YCBS,
your international youth radio.
So gesagt ist vielleicht Kalkulationen Putin, dass das Land sich von sich abspaltet, nicht aufgegangen. Wir sind ein Land und eine Nation.
We are one country and one nation. The plan of Putin hasn't worked. He has not been able to separate Ukraine. These days we proved that we are one country and one nation, says the political activist and university professor Inna Melnikovska.
To start our program, I want we understood how Ukraine got where it is today. The roots of the current state of Crimea go back a few days, weeks, years, and even centuries. Let's start from that, what happened in Ukraine in the past few days. So, not long ago, thousands of Russian troops have entered Crimea, an Ukrainian peninsula located on the northern coast of the Black Sea. It has strong ties to Russia because it is also home to Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Ukraine's government has called this an invasion, and US and European officials have warned Russia that it will face consequences if it doesn't withdraw. Instead, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the troops aren't Russian, but if it would be needed, he said that he had the right to send in troops. Previous 2 weeks, there were protests in the capital of Kyiv. It has looked like they were dying down. But then, in parliament opposition, and even some people of Yanukovych, voted for limiting the president's power. Protesters were angered, and police responded. Scores were killed over the next few days. Protest leaders and then President Viktor Yanukovych came up with a deal to hold elections in December. Parliament also took actions, slashing a lot of the powers the president had. As the opposition gained power, Yanukovych fled Kyiv for Russia. However, Yanukovych insists that he's still the president. But the opposition has set up an interim government and set election for the 25th of May. I should remind that 3 months before that, Yanukovych announced that Ukraine would seek increased cooperation with Russia, a sign he was moving away from Europe. This engaged some Ukrainians and they took to the streets in Kyiv Independence Square, also called the Maidan. Protests largely took place in Kyiv and in other cities in the Europe-leaning western part of Ukraine. 9 years before that, in 2004, Yanukovych was a flown presidential election and Ukrainians filled the streets to protest. Thousand demonstrators in what was known as the Orange Revolution. A new vote was ordered, and Yanukovych lost. However, he won the presidency in 2010. We shouldn't forget that fact that 22 years before that, Ukraine got its independence when the Soviet Union collapsed through a 1991 referendum. At that point, 54% of voters in Crimea favored independence from Russia. The peninsula created its own constitution and legislature and has a significant amount of autonomy. For decades before that, in what was considered a gesture of goodwill, in 1954 the Soviet Union transferred ownership of Crimea to the Ukrainian Soviet Socialistic Republic, which was formed in 1922. And 2 centuries before that, Catherine the Great, in the late 70s, developed coal and iron industries in what is now the eastern part of Ukraine. She later took the west on as well, but she and other Russian rulers were mostly focused on the fertile land of the east, compared with the forest of the west. Russians moved into southern Ukraine to battle the Ottoman Empire and banned the Ukrainian language. Russia managed to keep the peninsula as part of its territory, even after losing the Crimea War. Next, who are Russians for us? Are they enemies or decisive people by dictator Putin? Even just recently, we lived in the country of dictator Yanukovych. Later, there was a revolution, there was Maidan, which overthrew the bloody regime and strengthened and reunited Ukrainian society. Ukrainians were frightened by civil war, but it didn't happen. There was something else. Ukrainians' land occupied by their neighbor Russia. It is difficult to predict what will happen and to what it will all lead. My colleague, journalist from Ukraine, and my good friend Oleg Dyorka, trying to understand this complex situation, appealed to ordinary people with 2 simple questions. What their suggestions are, how events will develop further, and who to us today is our northern neighbor. Let's listen how people in Ukraine answer to these questions.
My name is Natalie Skrovach. I'm from Truskavetsk, West Ukraine. What can I say to this? It's hard to say what will happen. The Russian dwarf will accept defeat or will defend Ukraine. However, we will fight to the end. But I do want to believe in a deploying war. Though the northern neighbor is the aggressor and invader. No way. Once we called him brother, but traitor shouldn't be called like that. I was the only girl in a large family. Brother is the embodiment of reason and support. My brother never raised a hand. After the manifestations of his aggression, Putin's Russia has once again demonstrated that in their country, despite of the existence of adequate and smart people, there are also those bloodthirsty Russians. Now, this difference between us and Putin's Russians is even more clear and sharp. Always tries to be tolerant towards other nationalities, but Russia is neglecting the principles of international law and attempt once again to destroy the Ukrainian nation. There is no more limits to our indignations. But on the other hand, we can thank Putin because he, like no one else, united Ukraine.
I am from Donetsk, East Ukraine. I think Russia would seek to shake up the situation. Putin doesn't like so easy to fail. He will continue to provoke as in the Crimea and in the eastern regions. I think if the measure will react harshly, Putin is likely to play a legitimate card Crimea to Russia. I'm not an expert in geopolitics and in principle, now no one can say for sure how Putin will behave. But somehow I believe that the West did respond, because otherwise Putin feels he can do whatever he wants in the world and his personality is a trouble for everyone. In fact, about 50% of Russians support Putin's policy towards Ukraine. But still, there are those who are against him and his actions. In East Ukraine, there are a few people who want to join to Russia. And what is more, in this crisis that Ukraine is now, we only became stronger and united as a nation. Although in Donetsk we speak Russian language, but still we are Ukrainians, not Russian. And we don't need to protection of unstable, sick dictator Putin.
Hallo, mein Name ist Inna Malnikowska. Ich bin Politikwissenschaftlerin. Ursprünglich komme ich aus der Ukraine, arbeite aber zurzeit in Deutschland an der Uni.
Hello, my name is Inna Malnikowska. I'm originally from Ukraine, but for the moment I'm living in Berlin. Here I'm a professor in politology in the Berlin University and Gießen. I'm one of the organizers of the Euromaidan Wache Berlin. These days we are protesting because of the current situation in my country, Ukraine. Now we are at the Pariser Platz near the Brandenburger Tor. Because our intention is make demonstrations of peace and we won't give a sign to the politicians in Germany and in the whole Europe that we all have to fight for democracy and rights.
Mein Name ist Michael Djaparidze, ich ursprünglich komme aus Georgien, aber ich lebe schon seit 16 Jahren in Deutschland, jetzt seit 5 Jahren in Berlin.
Hello, my name is Mikhail Djaparidze. I'm originally from Georgia. I'm a political scientist and I'm here today to support the demonstration against the aggression of Russia in the Ukraine. Be here is really an important change for all those communities. Because we have to protest against this invasion, which not correspond to the principles of democracy and civilization, and we think that democracy and freedom has to be protected in Ukraine and Ukraine shall not be left alone. In fact, the current situation is who will decide the future and what will happen with the free European countries, not only with Ukraine. Therefore, the support of Europe is for Ukraine very important.
Would Europe let go of Ukraine, as the case with Georgia 6 years ago?
Weil durch Ukraine läuft, weil Europa hat auch wirtschaftliche Interesse in Ukraine, außer humanitäre hoffentlich.
I don't think so and I don't hope so, because across Ukraine is going a pipeline with gas and Ukraine is also very important economically for the European Union.
How is going the discussion about Ukraine in the German medias? Is it objective?
Wirklich Ihre ehrliche Meinung zu dieser politischen Lage in der Ukraine vertreten?
Leider werden oft beim deutschen Medien die sogenannten Experten eingeladen, die eigentlich dann auf Gehaltsliste von Gazprom.
In talk shows in the German media were mostly invited so-called experts or advisors who are closely connected with the Gazprom company. They reported about the political situation in the Ukraine and it made the public got anxious about the dangerous situation, that Russia will stop the gas delivery towards Europe. This is not true, because the benefit of this export is built about 50% of the Russian national economy. They also told that the European companies in Russia will get some kind of disadvantages, and this is simply not true, because if that will happen and the European companies will not continue their business in Russia. That means that millions of Russians will stay without job. So, any plan of economical sanctions towards Europe can be a boomerang for Russia.
YCBS, your international youth radio.